Voice Theater in Woodstock, New York creates new productions and explores relevant dimensions of classic works, from play development and readings and in-school workshops to full-scale productions and international tours. Voice Theater cuts through barriers of ethnicity, language, and nationality, bringing together diverse people seeking mutual respect because of their shared experiences of humanity. They join us to talk about their summer youth workshop, which creates a fun, supportive environment for young people to explore skills that develop confidence, social skills, focus, independent inquiry, and collaboration while having fun in a creative environment. We are joined this morning by Voice Theater Artistic Director Shauna Cantor. Shauna, good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. And ensemble member Krista Trindler, thank you very much for being here as well.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's very nice to have you here. So how did this, we'll start with you, Shauna. How did this whole thing come about?
How did it come about? Well, Voice Theater was started in Paris in 1988. It was funded by the French government. And it was in 1988 that I wrote a play called Pushing Through, which was about Palestinian and Israeli women, long before it was fashionable. And we got booted out of theaters and picketed and on the front of the Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I really deeply believe that dialogue was the way to go. It's harder to kill someone who you know or hate them. And from that, we toured for 5 years. In the UK, in the US, throughout Europe, many, many tours in Germany, France, et cetera, et cetera. And we found ourselves 4 years ago with a home in Woodstock, New York.
And what are you able to do with that home?
The home is the Birdcliff Theater.
Yes.
And we're in partnership with the wonderful Woodstock Birdcliff Guild.
Yeah.
And that, having a space is quite lovely in theater. We were in residence in a church in New York City, and we had a funder in Woodstock who, when we lost our space in the city, I came up to Woodstock and she said, "Why don't you have a summer home in Woodstock?" And I said, "How could we possibly do that?" And she just looked at me and said, "We can make that happen." So we, with the Woodstock Birdcliff Guild, renovated the Birdcliff Theater. We put in air conditioning and heat. So now it's a 9-month venue instead of 2 short months. And it affords us to produce plays and summer youth workshop, which we're launching this summer.
So tell us about the youth workshop and how that fits into the overall master plan.
The master plan. Well, you know, the thing about working with young people is that it is absolutely superb when they are given a voice and when they are listened to and when they learn how to collaborate with each other, because through using theater, they're understanding themselves, they're understanding each other, they're understanding how to create something that's greater than themselves. They're learning how to appreciate something out of their world. So that's something that we're very, you know, it's one of the big goals, to bring a community of disparate people together, working together.
How do you find the kids?
The kids are great. The kids are fantastic.
But where do they come from? Enter the program, or do you work with other entities? How does that work?
What we did this past year is we did 53 in-school workshops in 6 Ulster County high schools. And the workshops were focused on bullying. And we worked with the kids, and basically they told their stories. And I was amazed at how easily those stories came up. Almost all of them have experienced either being bullied or bullying, whether it's in person or online. It's a huge issue for them now, much worse than when I was in high school. You know, it's much, much, much more devious and insidious. And so the kids that we're working with, some of them are coming from the high schools. We've given scholarships to those kids who can't afford it. Some of them are coming from Brooklyn. They're second homeowners. And some of them are Woodstockers.
Krista Trindler, as I mentioned, is an ensemble member. So how do you take part in all of this?
Well, as an ensemble member, I joined with Shauna in Voice Theater about 5 years ago. She cast me in a production of Hay Fever. And I'm also a producer. And so when she learned that I also had those skills,
you like latched on.
I think I became a little more valuable. So I work in many different aspects. Either I'm in a show or I work behind the scenes with the advertising, with the contracts for equity artists, with finding housing, with before finding venues or working with the venue on scheduling. So I just kind of mix into a bunch of different aspects of voice theater.
And what has been your takeaway over the last 5 years of what you've been able to accomplish?
My takeaway, well, when we first did Hay Fever, it was amazing. We did this in a home in Woodstock. It was a site-specific production, and we discovered that there was a real need for some exciting professional theater in the area. Mm-hmm. We had a waiting list of 15 to 20 people for each show, and that kind of spurred us that there is a place for us in the community. It's needed, it's wanted, and then in working with the youth and other programs to really kind of wrap around. We're not just a theater company. We really want to be involved in the community.
And when it comes to that idea of community theater, how does that influence the type of work and the actual work that you do?
Well, I think the term community theater is a little tricky because there is a divide between community theater where everybody volunteers,
right,
and they rehearse in the evening, et cetera, et cetera, and professional theater, where everyone's getting paid.
For the community.
Yeah, theater for the community,
yes,
is very different than community theater. And we're very big on serving the community, not ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of what I would call, you know, me, myself, and I theater. But, you know, the idea of needing to serve the community and the community needing a theater is very palpable. In Woodstock, there really isn't anything like that on our side of Ulster County. You know, there's Shadowland way in
right,
the west of Ulster County, but not in our region.
So what does that allow you within the work? What does that allow you to do? Krista mentioned Hay Fever, but other projects that you're able to do, what works well?
Well, I'll give you one example.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, Joe, you ready? One day I was listening to your show, the book review.
Okay, great.
And you reviewed Timothy Egan's The Worst Hard Times.
Yes.
I heard that show, and I wrote a full-length play that later went to Edinburgh, Scotland, and Texas, Abilene, Texas. We did it in New York City and in Woodstock, and that whole thing came from the WAMC community, where I heard you review. That, it's all your fault.
That's great.
It's all you,
I hit
Joe.
One of the dominoes.
Big domino. There.
So what is it about that work that you know that will be a good fit for the community and for
right,
and for the people who are working on the project as a whole?
Well, that piece, The Worst Hard Time, right, so it dealt with displacement. It dealt with losing the home, and all of our communities are going through that a lot with the go ahead.
For example, with the play that was called Birds on a Wire.
Yes.
And what we did there is we went into Kingston High School and did workshops with kids about their fear of their parents being relocated or losing their jobs or evicted from their home, which was paralleling the Dust Bowl experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that in all of the plays that we do, well, not all, but almost 95% of the pieces that we do, we try to address what's going on in the community and how it mirrors the play and how it's relevant to the kids in the high schools.
So where are you right now? What are you working on, and what's the next step here?
The next step is the Summer Youth Workshop, which is happening July 11th through the 24th. We have two age groups, 9 through 12, 13 through 17. We have a few spaces left.
Okay.
And then in the realm of youth, next year we're looking at doing a refugee project with kids from either Palestine or Syria or anywhere in the Middle East or Central America. And they're going to write monologues or duologues or scenes on the theme of home. And those monologues will be read by area high school students so that they all write monologues on the theme of home and share so that they begin to know each other as people.
There are two summer sessions, July 11th through the 24th, and so the first one beginning on the 11th. So bring us to, I assume it's like the last day, then family and friends can come and see what everybody's been working on. What is that experience like?
That experience is focused more on skills. We're not putting on the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
We
thank you for that.
We thought it was really important that you get into a workshop. We want them to focus on the skills, not worry about memorizing all their lines to do a show at the end of the week.
Right.
We want them to be able to go deeper and work on
their
voice,
their voices,
movement,
their posture,
improv,
collaborating with each other, trusting their instincts, standing up straight, learning what it's like to actually talk to another human being rather than a cell phone. You know, all those vital things that you need to navigate yourself in the world, whether it's in the theater or out of the theater. And what will happen in the presentation is each section will present a couple of exercises that they've done so that the parents can actually see what they've done rather than repeating bad habits in The Wizard of Oz.
Well, to learn more about Voice Theater in Woodstock and about their Summer Youth Workshop, you can visit the website voicetheater.org, voicetheater.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Shauna Cantor and Krista Trinler, I thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck in your efforts and
thank
throughout
you, Joe.
The workshop.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.